On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." How does this incident in the life of Jesus point to our salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil? Leprosy at the time of Christ Jesus was considered incurable. Those affected with the disease were not allowed to have contact with other people. They had to warn those unaffected by calling out unclean as they drew near. Lepers were considered already dead. If the disease was reversed, they could be declared clean and whole by a priest. Thus, they could regain their place in society. This was very uncommon. Sin is like this disease. Because of sin, we are unclean in God's sight and removed from His presence. In the same way the lepers saw Jesus as our only hope for a cure, we look to Him for our restoration before God. The lepers could not cure themselves. Even today, with modern antibiotics, the cure for leprosy is long and difficult. Once the skin and nerves are damaged, even the underlying bacteria is removed, the effects are permanent. No wonder the Church speaks of the leprosy of sin, the incurable and eternal fatal disease which only Christ may cure. May our Lord grant us wisdom to understand our only hope is in Christ Jesus. Amen.